Welcome to Mastering Life's Adventures, an educational podcast about tapping into your true self, the soul, your soul, the substance of your life, to discover what life's ups and downs are really about, and how to have a greater sense of purpose, peace, joy, and fulfillment. I am Dr. Judith Holder, your host, coach, psychologist, fellow seeker who enjoys diving into the connections between spirituality, psychology, wellness, and your everyday life's adventures. All preparing and polishing you like the facets of a magnificent diamond to be your best self. If you're craving more from your life, you are in the right place. Come, let's journey together and transforming what you know into who you really are. Mastering Life's Adventures begins now. Hi, I'm back with Braca to talk about part two and looking at the spiritual soul evolution of your children and how to help in that process. Parents have plenty of things to do with their children. And one of those things is thinking about how are you raising a spiritually gifted child? This segment we're talking about is helping children and adults appreciate living health. Braca, why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, sure. So, well, I'm the author of 42 children's books, picture books, and one book for adults. That's my candid memoir about my journey to joy. And today I'm going to speak about two of the books that focus on health. Actually, when I was an undergraduate at Harvard, I was taking courses at Harvard Medical School and at Harvard's Graduate School of Public Health because I always loved public health. In my books, which are helping children's souls to shine, I also have a focus on helping bodies to be as healthy as possible, because that's part of letting your soul shine fully. If you have a healthy body, that's an important part of being able to live a fully fulfilling life. The two books I want to discuss today is Let's Stay Healthy and Hashem's Candy Store. Hashem's Candy Store is based on something that I got in an email. It was called God's Pharmacy. It's about how the different root and vegetables, how they were designed with infinite intelligence for us to enjoy fully, both physically and spiritually, to nourish us.
Which is a wonderful topic, because one of the things, just on a more personal note, is my parents always believed that if you had a healthy body, you would have a sound mind. And it also be a worthy vehicle for your soul and your soul's evolution. Mm. And you can listen to that in my episode, why I decided to do this podcast, which is episode one.
Wow.
Way back. But so it's very much that parents can be able to help their children really to solidify how this relates to soul evolution and how what they eat does impact their mind and their well-being and
yes.
impacts their feelings.
Yes.
And ways that you wouldn't realize or you would be disconnected from. But what are you doing, Braca, is you're connecting the dots to help parents to understand.
Yeah, thank you so much. And this book shows you like the positive side. Like, it talks about all different things, like grapes. They're like these little candies from God, you know? Mm-hmm. And then there's all the fruit that are individually packaged. There's the oranges, the pears, the apples, the plums, the peaches. They're individually packaged. That's how we got this idea, to have a snack that's the right size, you know? And you could take it with you any place. Amazing. And you'll notice the fruit, they're all green. In the beginning, they're green. They're camouflaged in with the leaves. Mm. That's how God made it. Then they become their brightest and beautiful colors. We're ready. That's how they call to us, with their beautiful colors. So you take an orange from the tree and it's got this, it smells beautiful. It looks beautiful. You open up the peel. It's kept sweet and juicy inside that peel for months. It's incredible. Keeps in the juiciness. And then you experience it with gratitude and you enjoy this gift from God. When you're finished, there's these little seeds. These seeds have such infinite intelligence. They become endless trees, and those become endless more oranges. It's amazing, all from the little seed. So, can you imagine just eating an orange with mindful gratitude? What a transcendental experience you could have. I mean, it's so amazing if you really experience these natural gifts that God has given us, then you have your day is filled with gratitude. That's the opportunity that we have. That's what I'm teaching children. It's amazing. Like another thing is like you'll notice potatoes and nuts, they're not brightly colored. Why? Because we should not bite into a potato when it's not cooked, and we should not bite into a nut. No, we have to first peel it. It's, in other words, we shouldn't just we these are not the things to eat right away. We have to crack open the nuts. We have to cook the potatoes. They're not brightly colored. It's not like a tease. It's done on purpose like that. It's amazing. And so many of the fruits and vegetables, they have directions on them about what parts of our body they're especially good for. That's an amazing thing that I put in here. Like, let's see if I could find the page really quickly. If you slice, do you ever see a slice of a carrot? It looks like an eye right inside there. It's especially good for our eyes. You'll notice celery, good for our bones. The walnut, it looks like a little brain. It's especially good for our brains. There's tomatoes. If you slice a tomato, it looks like a heart. It's incredible. There's so much, all these things in nature, the more we study it, the more we can appreciate the amazing garden that we were given.
And it hits this whole notion when you've been going back when you talked about the seed for which everything is coming from. That's also like the soul. The soul has its source and for which it's coming from too. And it can grow and it can expand in so many different ways if given the right soil to be able to do that. And that's where the parents come in to create that soil that gives that curiosity, as we talked about in our first episode, part one. But in this one, we're really talking about, how do we help children to be healthy as well as adults, because it becomes so important to soul growth and soul evolution. But also, at a young age, if a child can be able to eat things that are natural and they get accustomed to that and they enjoy it instead of the junk food that we have so much in our worlds taking place, because it's easy. I get it. It's easy to do, go to a fast food place and get something. But if we can help children to really savor and enjoy this naturalness that God has placed before us, then we're helping that child to set the right tone for their health and moving into.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, what's sweeter than a watermelon? We've just been programmed to think of other things, but really, oh my gosh, it's like the most delicious and sweet and beautiful and bright red. It's such a great treat if we come to really appreciate it. And that's what the parents can do. As the parents come to appreciate these gifts, then they can help to instill that in their children more and more. And then everybody gets to enjoy it together.
And your body gets to enjoy it because it helps it to grow better and less
Exactly.
illness or dis-ease that occurs within the body. And a greater attunement, it also allows for you to be in with your own soul, because your soul will sometimes say, I don't want that. And they'll say, I want the orange, or I want the banana. I don't want the junk food. But
Yeah.
sometimes what we end up doing is giving them junk food because it's easy. But the child sometimes is knowing what it needs, especially if it's the healthier thing to do when you're in the early ages of the child, then listen to that, hear that,
Ex exactly.
and help to support that. It only helps to support the goodness of the body and therefore the goodness of the mind development.
Exactly. Attuned. The more we can get our bodies attuned with our souls, exactly, in this, on the same wavelength, you know, because after we eat the whole bag of potato chips, we don't feel gratitude. We feel miserable. It's like we're enjoying it while we're doing it, but afterwards it's just a feeling of emptiness, as opposed to when you eat these natural gifts, you feel uplifted physically and spiritually. You really feel gratitude for who gave us these gifts. Yeah, it's awesome. So in this book, Let's Stay Healthy, I wrote this during the pandemic because parents were asking for it. They said, the children are home, they're eating junk, they are not exercising, and they're not going to sleep. So I wrote a book explaining why. Like, why is junk food bad for us? Why do we need to exercise? And why do we need good sleep? And I even started hearing from teenagers that were finding the books around. Oh, wow, now I get why I need to sleep. Because the book explains the next day, when you get enough sleep, you have more energy, you're happier. Test yourself, see the difference, notice the differences. Because our bodies were designed to move, to sleep, to eat these healthy foods that we were given. So the more we align with how our bodies are designed, the better we feel.
And yeah, definitely. And, you know, what brought to my mind was there's another dimension, as we talked about in the part one, about the invisibleness of things and the visibleness of God and God's concealing himself. Well, I think that when we go to sleep, and if we make a little prayer for our soul to go to the octaves of light, and to learn and to grow. And from that perspective, the soul does take flight, you know, because it's in a secure environment that
yes.
It can go and learn at inner levels, more information and more connectedness to the God source.
Beautiful.
On a higher level, like you were saying in your last, our first part one, is there's just so many different levels that exist. And so many
beautiful
frequencies that exist as well. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to help a child to know, say a little prayer, ask Jesus or ask whoever that spiritual source is in your child's life, you know, Mother Mary, to take you to the higher octaves of light and to learn and to grow, or help you to learn more about that math problem that you need to know. Because sometimes what people will have is when they wake up, they say, oh, I got the answer. I know what I need to do.
It's true. I was saying also, when I wake up in the morning is when the best ideas come down. I keep the pad by my bed because, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on neurologically. We have a custom when we wake up in the morning, the first words out of our mouth are thank you. Thank you for my soul being returned to me. Like you were saying, the soul goes on a journey during the night. Who knows what's being integrated? What wisdom is being integrated? But in the morning, the first words are thank you. Thank you for giving me the gift of life again, for another day of challenges, another day where I get to grow in this world. So, and yes, with a healthy body, it's easier. I mean, some children are born with different health problems, but still, the most that we can do to help them live a healthy life, despite whatever difficulties, challenges we're born with, the better.
And in some ways, because there's in this invisible world, we can be able to ask the angels to help that the health condition too, and see if that is something that God will be able to do. Because again, we live in free will, and we have certain experiences we've had prior that may have impacting why we're experiencing what we're experiencing in the current.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You're just turning to recognizing that God is the source of everything, the source of wellness, the source of energy. Yeah, in the morning, I say a bunch of prayers about each single thing that I'm grateful for, to remember that each thing is a gift. I have constant reminders like that throughout the day, Because I need him. We all need it. We all forget because we look like we're just separate beings going about. Again, it's that illusion. And that illusion is on purpose, like you explained, in order for us to have free will and choose gratitude. That's the challenge that we all have. And we can instill that in children. Teaching them that choice is theirs. It's very empowering for children to learn that.
The more that they learn that empowering, that they do have a choice and they can choose the healthier way, be it with food or with thought or with feelings, which we may I've probably talk down a little bit more down the road with those last two things. Then when we can help them, as we're talking about today, with the physical, with making right choices for themselves, and then asking themselves, do I really need this? As you had mentioned in your part one, do I really need this substance that is in front of me? Do I really need these potato chips right now? And actually, your child may say, no, I don't want that. I don't need that, because it is considered no calories, no substance. And so it's as if there becomes a void. So if we create in our children that they're always eating junk food, that's always creating a void, then they want more junk food, because they think that's what they need to fill them with. But it's actually, no, not at all. It's like, how do I help my child to be aware and be attuned to the fact that that sense of emptiness, maybe it's my soul saying, I need something more. I need something different. I may need these healthy snacks that you're talking about, or with the mother nature in terms of the oranges, the bananas, the grapes, and whatever it may. I may need more of that. Or I may need to be able to go back to reading one of the books that helps me to understand myself better as a child.
Beautiful. Exactly. To teach children that their bodies are actually on loan to them. They're gifts that they were given, and our job is to take as good care of them as we possibly can. And that's our job as parents, to take as good care of our children's bodies as we can and teach them how to go on and take care of their own bodies in a good way. Again, that's why the books about prevention of abuse are important too. That's also about guarding your body. And so are the books about healthy living. It's because it teaches them how to take the power. You actually have the power to live a healthier life. They say that like 95% of illnesses are preventable. At least 95% by our lifestyle. That's amazing. We have so much power over how awesome our lives go in terms of both living physically and feeling grateful for our spiritual lives. We have so much power over the joy that's possible.
So what do you think happens that we feel like we don't have the power?
Well, the world was made in an illusory way. So that illusion, people get lost in the illusion. I got lost in the illusion. You know, part of the reason that I went to Harvard was because I wanted to learn. I figured, oh, that's where the most wisdom is in the world. So I'm just going to study really hard. And I got in there and I'm studying. And I learned a ton of knowledge, but not wisdom about life. That's what I did not get there. So when I got there, I got invited to this party with like really famous people, Rockefellers, Kennedys, all these like really famous people. And I'm like, this is it. Now I've made it. This is the top. And I'm grateful for it, because I found that many people go looking for that illusion their whole lives, thinking there's something to fame and fortune. I felt like I got, as a young person, to see, I meet these people and there's nothing different about them. They're the same as you and I. They too were looking for something more. They're talking to another person and looking beyond. They're searching too for something greater. At this garden party that I went to, it was this beautiful day in May, and all of a sudden, the sky filled up with storm clouds. There was a huge thunderstorm, And I said to myself, there's a bigger power than these famous people. I don't know what it is, but there's something bigger. I have proof that it's true. And I remember feeling kind of sad after that because what I was striving for, I realized was meaningless. It's like, it's not the end of the road. This is not the peak. I got to the peak of the mountain and I felt there was nothing much up there. So, but I'm grateful for it because it stopped me from heading in that direction any longer, thinking that that's where the gold is at the top of this mountain. So going beyond that, I finally found the treasure, which is it's in our ancient wisdom, and that's what was hidden from me, that it's gratitude that fills our soul. It's gratitude that it's recognition that really there's an ultimate good purpose to everything and an ultimate goodness to ourselves. And then I didn't need to control the world anymore. I could be more grateful and trust in life. And that's what changed things. And giving children that sense of trust in early as life as possible and giving it to ourselves, that's what changes the whole view.
You said a number of things that were really, really important. And I think this last thing about trust, that they can trust themselves, but they're not trusting that the world is going to give them something or has all the answers for what their needs are. But what they're doing is they're trusting their higher self, their inner self, their soul, which is a substance of their life. And they're understanding now how their soul is unique, like there's no two snowflakes alike, there are no two souls that are alike. And
Great
so
point. Great point.
And so they're learning that's the uniqueness of living in the world that we find ourselves in. And also, so it does tie into, so that urge that you were talking about in terms of recognition, that's we're searching externally all the time for that somehow be going to be recognized or we're going to be known for something. As you talked about in on our part one about being famous, which you can go, listeners or seekers, you can go back and listen to. It moves us into being aware that it's the soul that's wanted to recognize. And if we can help our children learn what the soul essence is and what those and its promptings and what is needing, and we're learning the soul language, then we're helping our child in so many ways to be more connected and have a greater sense of fulfillment and a greater sense that they do have a source and a greater source that they tie into, that they can always tie into and will always tie into if they keep that connection.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. Beautiful. There's a note on my fridge. It says, here is a test to find out if your mission in life is complete. It's completed. If you're alive, it isn't. We're here to accomplish so many things. Like you said, we each have a unique mission, not just one mission, many missions. We are here for so many reasons. We each have a uniquely beautiful light, and that's what's meant to shine in this world. And there will be challenges that come to cover up that light. But the more we nourish our souls, that we give it fuel, we give it the fuel. Whether that's the good physical fuel or the spiritual fuel, it both of them, they fill us with gratitude, and that's how we shine.
And therefore, if we're eating things that have no substance to them, that doesn't nourish the body, the mind, or the soul, then it's hard for you to be able to have gratitude because you may be grumpy
Exactly.
all the time. You may be grumpy,
Exactly.
annoyed, frustrated, angry, and that gets you further away from your own inner source and also connection to your God, your I Am Presence, Atman, whatever you want to call it, that we're trying to always be in connection to our God, not creating barriers to that connection.
Exactly. It creates disconnection. That's what it does. These unnatural foods that are, they're not really food. Food is defined as what helps you to grow and maintains all your bodily functions. Things like that don't do that. Like candy, I mean, it's got nothing in it that helps you to grow. I explain here, it actually absorbs the nutrients from your body. Oh my goodness. Or soda. It actually corrodes the lining in your stomach. Oh my gosh, we give it to children and we would not water a plant that we loved with the soda. We would not water a plant because it would die in a few days. We're sturdier than the plants, but it slowly kills us, this stuff. It's like really not a helpful thing. Give the things that God put in this world for us to enjoy that actually help our bodies grow. So the more we can eat things that are more natural, the more the whole foods, and largely a plant-based diet is very healthy. It doesn't have to be totally plant-based, but the more that we do that, we will actually feel that vitality from the fruit and vegetables that God has put here.
Yes, and one of the things I'm going to circle back to that you're alluding to too, in order for us to be able to eat those healthy things that God has placed in the on the planet for us to be able to have, being aware that also you're not going to have you don't have to have it 24/7, but it becomes a staple in your diet to the other things. Children can have treats, that's fine, but it's not treating them on junk food 24/7. That's not a treat, but because what you're developing is habits. And those habits are either going to help the child continue to live in a healthy way, or they're going to be habits that detract from that soul and the vehicle of which is the body, to by which God can be able to occupy space within that body.
Beautiful, beautiful, exactly. Yes, we kind of putting up barriers when we do that. It kind of puts up barriers, you know, and instead we want the energy to flow. The better that it could flow, the healthier we feel, the more we can shine. Let's get those channels flowing. Not st
And
not
sometimes giving,
stuff it up with junk. Yeah.
correct. I was going to say sometimes you got to get unstuck with some stuff before it can flow.
Yes, yes.
And when we can get the flowing happening, then that's like you're saying earlier, we are more energized. We find that there's less moodiness or depression or out of sorts with our children, as well as with ourselves as parents. This discussion that we're talking about with children, it also applies to adults. And so
Yes.
that's why we've titled this as Helping Children and Adults Appreciate Living Health Fully.
Yes, exactly right. We can all benefit from living more healthfully. There's no limit. Like, there's no limit to the gratitude that we can experience, really. It's like the more we enjoy it throughout the day, the more joyful every day will become.
And that's the
Yes.
other piece that you said earlier that I thought was a great point. And that is you periodically, consistently throughout your day, give appreciation and gratitude and thanksgiving. That
Yes.
is another way, is a healthy style or a healthy habit that we can develop, because we're always now being attuned to the source, the true source by which we
Yes.
live, move, and have our being in the essence of God. And so when we're helping children
Exactly.
to do that, and we're helping ourselves to do that, then we find that our day is lighter. Even with the darker things that are coming in our world, we figured a way to how to handle it and deal with it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, before I eat anything, I say a little blessing to remind myself of the source, and then afterwards, a thank you blessing. All of that creates an awareness. And believe me, even that can become mindless. You can just get in the habit and do it mindlessly. You have to remind yourself to do even that mindfully. Throughout our lives, it's going back to being mindful and appreciative because everything can become rote and we can do things mindlessly. So even prayers. So we have to be constantly remembering that these are opportunities, these are guidelines, opportunities to recognize the connection. And when we recognize the connection, it energizes us. It's just an energizing experience. Yeah.
Right. It's as if we're always being mindful that the energy that we tap into and have each and every day, we're giving glory to. And therefore
Yes.
it's glorified within us. So we kind of get back to that spirit spark, or get back to what we were talking about earlier in part one. It allows us to shine in a way. And it allows us to continue to shine brighter and brighter and brighter. We have things that we are naturally in a step with, an attunement with, and when we need to do something, when we don't need to do something, what choices we make, and how we go about doing things, because we no longer have clogged all arteries, so to speak. You know, the child
Yes.
no longer has a cloggingness that takes place, because you're always in that flow and asking God for guidance and direction, and for your child as well as for yourself as an adult.
Beautiful point about clogging the arteries. That's a fantastic analogy, because that's what we're doing physically and spiritually. Amazing. I want to shine the light in this episode too, because that's what it is. We have this light. We have this beautiful light. And through giving it good nutrition, through giving it gratitude, all of these things are the nourishment that it needs. That's When these natural foods, it's much easier to experience gratitude when we eat them, because they're so close to the source, and we can see the intelligence and loving kindness that was put into them. That's what makes them really special. Yeah.
Exactly. And what you have been doing in your books, as well as in this discussion we're having today, is you're connecting the dots, helping people to understand, because sometimes there's a disconnection between what I eat and how my body is.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for the way you resonate and the way you recognize this. I appreciate it so deeply. Thank you.
Well,
Yeah.
I can see that appreciation of your connection to your higher source and your soul source of who you are, and how you've evolved and have grown through your life experiences, that is now given the gift of books, spiritual books, that allows other parents to be able to do similar to what you may have done with your children, as well as allowing them to be able to modify, add, do some more other things. It's because the infinite knowledge of God, we can ask for to what we need to do with our particular children as well. And your books help to pave the pathway to that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, my children now are all amazing parents, and they're blessed with grateful children because they're passing on these skills. Thank God. Yeah.
Exactly. If there was a comment or a statement or a phrase that you would like to leave with our seekers, what would that be?
Yeah, I want to explain that all these healthy foods, they are delicious and nutritious. And the food, let's call it the food-like substances that are made in laboratories, they are delicious and addictive. They're not made with loving kindness. They're not made with infinite intelligence. They're made with greed, really, so that you can't just eat one potato chip so that you want to finish up the whole bag. It's deliberately made that way so that it has an addictive quality. In fact, you don't even blame yourself when you overeat it. Your body's just responding the way the lab expects your body to respond to it. So the more that we can fill our lives with the healthy gifts from God, the better. Of course, like you said, we're going to sometimes want to eat something, but you'll understand when you have one chocolate chip cookie why you feel like eating the whole box. It was designed that way. So you're not going to want to eat an entire bag of oranges. It's not designed like that. So you can see the difference. And that's really important to keep in mind. It's just a very simple thing that the natural foods are delicious and nutritious, and the food-like junk is designed to be delicious and addictive. And I think that's a very helpful way to see the difference.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. That's why we have couch potatoes, as they say, because we're eating, you know, food, and we have overweight in terms of our children and adolescents being overweight because they've been moved into the addiction lane. And we're saying, you don't need to be there. We can move you in there in terms of some of the things you've written about, move you into the nutritious lane.
Yes, exactly. Like, diabetes with children now. That did not used to be the case. It's so sad that that's what's happened. Exactly.
Doing is you're giving an antidote to help parents to know what they can do and help their children. And the earlier they can be able to do these things that we're talking about in this series, this is part two of this, then the more that they will be able to catch it early and to be able to kind of make a course correction in gratitude and appreciation and being able to know that we're not here always right, or we're just when we get more knowledge, we get more information, how do we integrate it and to be able to moving forward. Or with our children, Brock, if they want to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
The best thing is my website. It's www.getsbookshop.com, and Getz is spelled a funny way, Goetz. So there you can find all my books and all kinds of other things, including you could download a free chart of the pleasure ladder, which I didn't discuss today, but it shows you different 5 steps of how to fill your life with gratitude.
Which is great, which is wonderful. And also, we'll have the links in this an episode as well that you can be able to reach Braca and her store. She has 42 books, which is wonderful, that can help you as you're raising your children. So thank you again, Braca, and stay tuned,
Thank you.
seekers. Bye for now. Thank you for joining me for this episode on Mastering Life's Adventures. Being your best self through soul evolution. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today, I would be delighted if you would share this episode with others, leave a thumbs up, and subscribe to my Mastering Life's Adventures podcast. Look forward to your joining the next episode. Please leave any comments or suggestions you might have below. Bye for now.